Is Jesus looking for leaders or followers? That's the title, that's the topic of today's Daily Dose. So I was reading a story about a young woman who was applying to attend a prominent university, but her heart sank as she worked through the questions on the application form, and especially when she came upon the question, "Are you a leader?" You see, she'd never thought of herself as a leader. And though she knew that being a leader was important for her being considered for enrollment at this prestigious university, she reluctantly answered, "No, I'm not a leader." A few weeks later, she received a letter from the university registrar, and it read, "It's a dear applicant. A study of the application that we've received this year indicates that we're going to have 1,452 new leaders attending our wonderful university. And we're accepting you because we feel that it's imperative that we have at least one follower." Come on now. You know it's true. There's an extremely high premium that's placed on leadership in our culture. I mean, if you read the books about success, it's all about leadership. Even Christian books these days, you're going to consistently see statements like, "It all rises on leadership. It's about leadership, leaders, leaders, leaders." But interestingly enough, Jesus didn't launch his ministry by looking for leaders. Jesus was looking for what? Followers. Here it is recorded in Matthew 4:19. Jesus called his first disciples, and he simply said to them, "Come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Now, it was just yesterday that we voted in our primary elections here in Arizona. And what were we voting for? We were voting for leaders, for leadership. But in a world that puts all of its attention on looking for leaders, Jesus, again, he's looking for followers. Now, it's been a couple years ago that I had the privilege of sharing this event of Jesus calling his first disciples, his first followers. I got to share this with a group of government leaders, senators and representatives in the Arizona legislature. I was invited to be part of a legislative trade delegation to Israel. And we were on site in Israel on the shores of the Sea of Galilee in Capernaum, right where Jesus called his first disciples. And I used that moment to encourage these leaders by telling them, Jesus is still calling people to follow him. He's still calling you to follow him. What an opportunity. But who does Jesus call to follow him? Do you have to be a senator? Do you have to be a rocket scientist? Do you have to be rich, famous, all that? No, no, no. Jesus calls ordinary people like me and like you. Jesus doesn't pick disciples because they're extraordinary. Rather, Jesus calls people because he is extraordinary. And he calls people not to lead, but to follow. And this following, come on, you know it. It takes humility and it takes trust. James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up." So look at this. It's the humble. It's the follower that Jesus lifts up, that he equips, that he promotes, that he gives a call to ultimately become a leader. It was these humble fishermen who answered this call to follow Jesus that would become the apostles, the great leaders of the early New Testament church. Their leadership, though, it started with what? Following. Does Jesus care about leadership? Of course he does. But he's looking for leaders that first know how to follow him, know how to trust him, listen to him, obey him, and treat others like he would treat them. So someone who follows Jesus is going to end up becoming a leader. But what kind of leader? Well, that's up to the Lord. That's up to how God wants to use us for his glory. But here's the kind of leadership that we're all called to in Christ. We're all called to become men and women who lead people to Jesus. Fishers of men, right? We're all called to become people who can say, obviously we're saying it because of God's effective grace in our lives, but we can say with humility and trust in Christ alone, "Follow me as I follow Christ." You know, Paul said that in 1 Corinthians 11:1. You see, that's a real leader. Those are real leadership qualities. Someone who is looking more and more like Jesus every day. That's a leader, and that's someone worth following. Let that be you. Follow Jesus. Go where he takes you. Trust him in this. And as you follow him, let him mold you into the leader that can authentically say to all of those around you, follow me as I follow Jesus. This world needs more leaders like this. By the way, this culture is fixated. I mean, look at the social media world. It's fixated with the desire to have followers. I mean, how many followers do you have on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, I mean, TikTok? I don't know about that Chinese stuff. But anyway, but let's remember, God isn't so interested with all that. May we be people who are not concerned with building our own following, but instead leading and building up followers of Jesus. I'm going to end by throwing out a few questions that I ran across this week. I want you to ask yourself these questions, even right now. Does my life imitate Jesus so closely that I'm comfortable telling people, follow me as I follow Christ? Another question, am I willing to set aside my preferences for the chance to show people, lead people to Jesus? And then finally, do I understand my culture, my neighbors, those that are in my life? Do I understand them enough to constantly share Jesus with them right where they're at? Beloved, let's be followers and let's allow God to make us into leaders. And let's lead people to Jesus.